We were all hanging out on the porch. Mm-hmm. Granny was there. The Nip was there.
Shenanigans. Durwood showed up.
Young Nicholas was there. Young Nick was there.
Yep.
Durwood. Yep. Granny.
I could do that all day. I love just hanging out on porch and just bullshitting and whatever. It's fun.
Weinreich ate a lot of hors d'oeuvres.
Because I didn't know we were having dinner later. I'm like, this is snack. And I get in the mood, you know, I'm just snacking away.
But the funny part about it was that while we were sitting there, you know, with our feet up in the air, kicking back, drinking beer or whatever, Big Fatty was like buzzing around like a bee, like chopping radishes, handing out bowls of nuts and bolts and being,
which I was eating,
refilling my drink every 5 minutes.
Yeah, we did
really good buffalo chicken wing dip too. That was really good.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
I didn't eat any of that because I'm keto. So
I ate it because I thought that's what we were there for, just to hang out and snack and stuff.
Unlike and you, then, I knew that dinner was coming, so I didn't know any of the snacks.
How could you not know? We talked about spaghetti dinner for 3 days.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I could do that all day. I love bullshitting and whatever. It's fun.
Well, hello everyone, it ends the fat one, and this is episode 4029 of the BFO for Fall Right, the 14th of July 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and we're gonna talk about some quiz programs. Big Fatty! Pop Kona's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're Pop Kona's because y'all, I'll tell you about the nipple walks and all a little bit later, but y'all, I came in from my second one and I put some clothes in the washing machine. I'll tell you about that too. But Big Fatty, how exciting we get to hear about you doing your laundry. Yes, but y'all, in the middle of all that, there was y'all, this popcorn shower just popped up, and y'all, it was coming down like cats and dogs, and y'all, then it was gone. It was gone. Not in an instant, but it was gone before we got enough rain, but we'll take every little bit we can get. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all this weekend. We have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, before I get to them, y'all, I got up on Thursday morning and had a message from former lurker Brendan over there in the UG. And says, Big Fatty, I just loved hearing the Nips Pekka story. What a lovely way to start my celebration of exiting the birth canal. Well, y'all, I didn't know. He had not told me. So, y'all, this is a reminder. If Big Fatty doesn't have you on the mock in calendar, you gotta let me know. So, a belated celebration to Brendan. And but, y'all, this weekend on Saturday, y'all, I met this person at my first meet and greet out there in the Palm Springs. Yes, Big Fatty, you went to the Palm Rita, didn't you? No, went to Hamburger Mary's. Miss Kitty was there, and Mr. Tim Kumal and Ron Prada Soho were there, and Nessa, and Dr. Stone. He was known as Miss West back then. Yes, Big Fatty, the good old days of Miss West. And then the birthday boy, if you will, y'all. He used to live in Atlanta, and y'all, I don't know why he was in Palm Springs, but he was, and he had a handsome chap on his arm that day. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only, and y'all, I think last I heard he was in Tejas, like in San Antonio or something like that. Don't know where he is. Doubt he listens still. But y'all, it is the celebration for Frank from Atlanta. Big Daddy, we love Frank from Atlanta. And y'all, then I've never met the next person. His celebration is on Sunday. Y'all, he and Peter G and Big Fatty have something in common. Peter G knows what that is. He does indeed. He is the husband of Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Yes, Big Fatty, and Taylor the Latte Boy wants to lick him, I think. Well, maybe so. But y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Tank Huffington. Big Fatty, we love Tank Huffington. So y'all, if you see Lurker Brendan or Frank from Atlanta or Tank Huffington, Big Fatty, you ran out of music. I did indeed. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake, even though you didn't give them a whole big old thing of music. Thank you for calling. Well, that's especially happy because y'all, that Alex and Brandon, y'all, they're getting excited. They're getting excited for Love Island, but we'll talk about the quiz programs a little bit later on. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip was going out to have supper with a couple of our mutual, a couple of our mutual friends. Big Fatty was invited to go, but y'all, I'm trying not to eat out as much, and y'all, it's just I feel like 2 tons of fun. Big Fatty, it's cause you are 2 tons of fun. Well, anyway, but anyway, so I kindly declined. Y'all, they went to young Jonathan's restaurant that he works at, and y'all, evidently there was a piece of complimentary cake. Yes, Big Fatty, it wasn't really a happy piece. It was kind of a let me piss on your party cake. Well, anyway, you know, the young ones, you just never know. You never know. But anyway, y'all, I stayed home and I watched a few things on the TV machine. I don't remember what they were, but oh yeah, I do. Y'all, it was the Price is Right at night. And y'all, they had 2 back-to-back episodes. Y'all, they're both repeats. But I didn't remember the second one. It was kind of like a I don't know if it was a redemption show or a super fans show, but oh, y'all, there's a new quiz program this fall, super fans. But anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. But anyway, it was a quiet evening, nothing per se to talk about. Although I was sitting in my chaya, Big Fatty, not the special one. No, I was sitting in my recliner, and all of a sudden I get. Y'all, it was my 32-year-old Navy guy that's in town for a couple of weeks. He goes, Big Fatty, would you be available on Thursday evening after 7 p.m. in the evening? I said, yes. he says, well, I'll keep you informed on Thursday afternoon, but if you're available, I'd love to come back to the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all could be facing a really good time. when 7 p.m. in the evening rolls around, y'all may have to put the Jeopardy on the VRC. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby. Y'all didn't wake up early at all. I woke up about 10 minutes to 7, got up, had my coffee, watched Miss Gail King, read the paper, did my puzzles, had another piece of that blue cheese quiche I made, and then it was all fine. Was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, the nip joined me for the first half. And y'all, we started off and started by going up around the big circle. Now, y'all, it is very humid, but at least there was a little bit of a breeze blowing. And then came back and did half of the inner loop. And y'all, then I had to stop. And Big Fatty, y'all, I've just received message from my Navy guy. Says, unfortunately, he's going to have to reschedule to Monday. And he's going to be out of town over the weekend. Big Fatty. I can wait till Monday. Yes, Big Fatty. let's see. But y'all, after that, I had to come back in. We both came in and cooled down and rehydrated. We rehydrated, and then he went back out walking. Y'all, I had ordered some things from the Coos with my Coos cash, and y'all had them shipped to the Coos store, and you know. And so they had both come in, so I rode over there and picked them up, and came back here to the villa. And y'all, one of them is a sort of a Halloween-y tablecloth for the new table. It was on clearance. Yes, Big Fatty, Clarence gets rid of things. He does. And y'all, then there was a cute little napkin holder. In the shape of a pineapple, the top of a pineapple on both sides. It's a holder. And, y'all, I just have my napkins just thrown in a pile on the table. And I said, well, let's class it up a little bit. And, y'all, I think all of it together cost me $10 or something like that because I had the Coles cash. Y'all, by the way, Mrs. Lauren is going to the Coles to get her some Vera Wang towels. That's what Big Fatty has, and that's also a recommendation from that KC in Denver. Oh, Big Fatty. Well, I'm sure they're enormously absorbent indeed. So y'all washed the tablecloth, and I had some walk-in clothes. I put them in there with it, and y'all, when that was all over, I got myself a shirt, and y'all, here I am now recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. The Fat K. B.I.G. F-A-T-T.
nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. Big Fatty, you played the whole thing. Well, that gay country Wes, not spelled C-U-N-T, he likes to hear the whole thing every once in a while. Oh, Big Fatty, always looking out for the hooded bishop. Anyway, y'all, I told you that there was a quiz program that was going to be start. Y'all, it's going to start on Big Fatty's birthday on the 10th of August. And it's, where is it on the 9th? I don't know. 9th or 10th? I don't know. But y'all, it's called The Challenge USA. And y'all, I didn't watch it last year. And what it is, they bring players who were on The Big Run and The Survivor and The Big Brother. They compete in this. Y'all, it looks really hard. But y'all, I went and looked at the participants, and sweet Jesus, y'all, head over there to the CBS.com and go to the Challenge USA. Y'all, from the Big Brother, y'all, that Paulie Calafore, he's the brother of Cody. Who was, and y'all, Paulie is just as hot as Cody, y'all, that Tyler with the surfer, stringy hair, y'all, he's bulked up, he's gonna be on there, and, then there's, y'all, there's some other folks on here that I don't, necessarily recognize. Y'all, that Josh, you know, he was the one on the Big Brother that he won, but he banged the pots and pans and drove everybody crazy. Y'all, I'm just looking. I'm going to be just up front. I'm just looking at the Menzies. Y'all, Sebastian Noel was on The Survivor. Y'all, I don't remember him, but cute as a button. And y'all, that Faisal. Remember Faisal from the Big Brother? Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, then Chris Underwood from The Survivor. And Monty, he was on the Big Brother, y'all. And there are several other Menzies also that are previous competitors on The Challenge that are just lovely, I tell you, just lovely. But y'all, so y'all put that in your VRC. Let's see if I can find out when it premieres. Yes, Thursday, August the 10th. So y'all, get ready for that. Yes, Big Betty, I'm ready now. Anyway, y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about, y'all, I saw something pop up on my cellular telephonic device, and y'all, it was talking about the upcoming new season, and y'all, you know, they're going to have lots of quiz programs. I know there's one called Buddy Days, and the one I mentioned earlier, y'all, the dancing. The dancing is coming back to the ABC, away from that Rat World Plus, and y'all, they're doing something called The Golden Bachelor. Big Fatty, is that where they get to? Oh, dear, I see. Big Fatty, is that where they get together and they just pee on each other? No. Although Toppy would probably, never mind. It's older. It's an older show of The Bachelor. It's just, you know, Big Fatty, they'll go out and their challenges will be to try not to fill their depends before it's over. And of course, you know, the Love Island starts next Tuesday. Y'all, talk to Alex today. He and Brandon are just on the edge of their seats. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Guides. And, you know, they were here for a Friday at Fatty's. And Wine Rag, what did you like the most about that?
I could do that all day. I love bullshitting and whatever. It's fun.
Oh, yes. Bullshitting 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. We do it here weekly.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.